Jason Adams is the man, and he'll be up and about because we've got a big night of greyhound racing. How are you, Jace?
I'm well, thanks, Michael, and up and about, to say the least, because it's a big night here at Sandown with the national, with the state sprint final, the state distance final, but of course, not just here, but around the country, it's going to be all happening tonight.
It certainly is. For those who are keen and want to get involved, maybe even head trackside, you can still wander in, have a great night tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Free entry, as always, here at Sandown. So you want to get along, come down. Weather doesn't look too bad. Bit of a breeze outside at the moment, but hopefully sharpens up tonight. So they're the two features that we've got this evening. And as mentioned, it's a big night across the country because it's the Nationals, which means there's state finals in each state across Australia, which means that the winner of each of those will represent their own state in the national finals at Wentworth Park on August 27. So Zippy Tesla is the favourite for our sprint final here in Melbourne. He's been 270 into 210, and he's an absolute beast. If you saw his win last week, he put the elbows out. He would have got weeks in the AFL. He was just huge. So good race that is. And if you want to see it all, if you can't get to the track, if you're sitting at home in the nice and warm temperatures, you can head on to Sky Racing 2 from 7:30. So there'll be some extended coverage there. First race kicks off at Albion Park at 8 o'clock, and then it's full throttle up until about 10 o'clock with the last couple of races over in Perth, and the box draws following that as well. So a big night across the country from a national point of view.
I love the concept. Greyhound racing does it so well, all these different styles of races and competitions, events, which bring the racing together right around the country and make it so exciting. Luvis, give us a couple. Who are the best bets around Australia?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've barely touched the form guide outside of Victoria, Michael, but in terms of our two races that we've got, I don't mind Dusty Burbski in the sprint final. So that's race 8, number 2. He's $3.20. His kennel mate, who I spoke about, Zippy Tesla, has been well backed, and he jumps from his inside. I just think he can step ahead of him early. Zippy Tesla is one of those types that can get midfield and can find some really hard luck. So I thought there was a better option in Dusty Burbski, number 2. And then the distance final, which is race 7 tonight, Jared Bale's just been absolutely superb over the past few months. So he's $2.30, his favourite. He deserves to be. And I think they're the two that I'll be standing out from the Victorian finals point of view.
I love a match race. We haven't had one in any code for a while. Is there a chance that we could see Wow She's Fast take on She's a Pearl in a match race?
Well, it's looking likely. And this has been a big conversation for a period of time now. And there was a story that emerged during the week sort of highlighting that both parties are interested and that the possible date has been penciled in, not locked in at all, on October 22nd at the Meadows, which will be in preparation and in the lead-up to the Top Gun. So Wow She's Fast, She's a Pearl, it could be on. It is 2 months away, so we've got to highlight that a lot of water can go under the bridge, but, I mean, wouldn't it be huge? I think both parties really acknowledge how big this could be for the sport. So fingers crossed everything goes to plan up until that date. We do see these two absolute superstars go punch for punch. But from a She's a Pearl perspective, she's expected to return the racing August 26th at Goulburn, which is qualifies for the $1 million chase. So she's looking to go back-to-back after she won the MDC back in May. So they're the latest on those two, but, I mean, that'd be enormous. The two biggest names in the game going punch for punch in the lead-up to the biggest carnival in the world, that'd be awesome.
Have we got any ideas of what the setup is? Is it a winner-take-all, or how much are they going to race for?
That's all to be determined. I think it's going to be a fair carrot. I'm not sure whether it's winner-take-all or what, but one thing I have noticed over the past probably few weeks, there's a market up with TAB. So if you head into futures, scroll down to the Greyhound section, obviously, and there's a She's a Pearl v. Wow She's Fast market. Usually when you get tossed with the coin odds, as we know, it's $1.90 each way. At the moment, you get $1.95 each. So certainly trying to attract the punters from that point of view, and probably an accurate market as well.
Well, yeah, if they're punting on it, it's going to happen, you would say. So we are looking forward to that. And I'll tell you what we're all also looking forward to is the big announcement during the week that the premium races of the Victorian Carnival will be shown on racing.com, which is a really great initiative, and I think it's a double win for .com, who needs good content of an evening, and the greyhound industry as well.
I think so. It's going to be really big, and look, the sport's dabbled in free-to-wear over the past few years, but I think doing what it's doing here with racing.com, it just goes to another level, and I'm sure one of the main goals will be to link in those thoroughbred fans and show them what's on offer in greyhound racing, because as we know, it's growing, it's popular in the target market, there's sustained growth from a turnover point of view. So those big nights are just going to be huge on racing.com. So that includes the Top Gun, the Shootout, Melbourne Cup Heats, the $1 million Melbourne Cup Final, and the $1.6 million Phoenix on December the 17th. So a huge period of racing, and the coverage is going to match it, that's for sure.
Good on you, Chase. Have a good weekend. Enjoy tonight.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you.
That's it for Racing Pop.